Now, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Husnia, who is here with us. Husnia is a senior at City Charter High School. I'd like to get to know a little bit about you, and then we're going to talk about your experience at the Summer Academy for Math and Science at Carnegie Mellon. Her experience was back in the summer, but the application deadline is coming up on February 1st. So we wanted to talk a bit about the experience in case you or somebody you might know might want to apply. Before we talk about all of that, though, tell me more about yourself, what you like to do, and some of your passions.
Well, first, thank you for having me today. Some of my passions, I would say, just pretty basic things like reading, hiking, stuff like that I really like. I've been trying to learn how to bike. I never learned how to, so that's definitely a little embarrassing, but I'm trying to learn how to now, so that's a few things.
That's got to be hard to learn when you're older. I know other adults that picked up biking later in life. Is anybody helping you, or how's that been going?
Well, it's mostly my little sisters who are definitely laughing at me for not knowing how to, but it's pretty fun. It's just a lot of, like, falling, just constant.
That's, you'll get it eventually. I know people are probably telling you that, but I had the same issue with diving, any kind of diving where you need to go head first. I don't know if you can do that. You know,
no.
In a pool, I can't do it. And despite all of the various, you know, fundamentals, this is what you do, this is the way you're supposed to put your center of gravity, et cetera, I'm kind of convinced that's it. I'm just not going to be able to master that. When you read, is there a particular genre that you like? You mentioned enjoying reading.
I'm into anything and everything. If someone hands me a book, I'll read it. I honestly never have a bad review. Sometimes, like, I won't finish the book, but I don't think I've ever really had a bad review of a book.
That's good to know. Do you write much?
I've tried to get into it, but as life gets busier, it's hard to keep up with it, so.
Yeah, and I can imagine you are busy. Husnia is a student at City Charter High School, which has a really unique curriculum and schedule. Can you talk a little bit about that for people that aren't familiar with how City Charter works?
So City Charter High School, the way that it works is we have school for 3 months, and then we have a month off, and then 3 months, a month off. So it's year-round. It's designed to kind of get you adjusted for college. So we have school from September until like the first week of December. We have that like entire month of December off, and then we go back to school for another 3 months. We also don't have school on Mondays, which is a huge plus, so that's great. But then we do have school in the summer, which can be a little hard when everyone else is out of school and you're still in there. So,
and longer school days, too, right? But as a result, you have internships that you get a chance to take. Have you done any of those yet?
Well, I'm actually on internship now. So the way that our school is set up, your class is split into three different teams, Team A, Team B, or Team C. I was on Team C, so that meant that I would get my internship second semester of senior year, but some people got it their last semester of junior year or the first semester of senior year. So I have my internship now over at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in the Moloch section, which is pretty great. I was never really interested in it before, but now I've learned like so much about it, so that's great.
You've come out of your shell. That's what do you do as part of that? I can't imagine.
Well, a lot of it is just sorting through specimens, cataloging them, and then just kind of organizing them. And honestly, I had no idea there were so many different species.
That's pretty responsible work to give you, too. to be sorting through these. I'm sure there's supervision too, but I would imagine you have to put on gloves and really handle this stuff with great care.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's a lot that goes into it.
Have you thought about what you might want to do after you graduate?
Well, right now I'm leaning towards STEM. I definitely want to do something in English, maybe do a minor or something of that sort in college, but I'm just sort of in the STEM area now, just sort of figuring that out.
It's good that you're getting this exposure with mm-hmm. this internship. And you also just up the street from Carnegie Museum of Natural History, CMU's Summer Academy for Math mm-hmm. and Science. And you did that just before your senior year. Do I have that correct?
Mm-hmm. It was the summer before.
So tell me, you know, why did it interest you and what happened as part of that experience?
Well, before I did SAMS, I did a different Carnegie Mellon program called LEAP that was offered through City High, and it was specifically about social justice and learning about the arts and social justice through the arts, so that was really great. And while I was there, I saw like a little poster about the Summer Academy of Math and Science, and I remember just looking at it, and the person who leads LEAP was like, oh, I think this is something that you'd be really interested in, and told me more about it, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, and I decided to apply, so it was really great.
That's great. That's Sarah, I mm-hmm. think. Yeah, Sarah is wonderful. We've worked with her for LEAP. And isn't it the case, as you begin to meet people, you start to learn about opportunities mm-hmm. that you can take advantage of? So that led to you applying. Mm-hmm. And then once you're in, how does... Now, SAMS is Summer Academy for Math and Science. How does it work? What do you do?
Well, they send out a bunch of different emails, and there's like a whole, like, I think there's about like a week where it's just a bunch of virtual events about a week or two before the actual program begins in Pittsburgh. And they do a bunch of meetings where you get to meet some of the people who are actually going to be teaching at the program. And then you also get to connect with like the rest of like your peers that are going to be there. They tell you more about it, and there are so many different information sessions about the things that you can do, the classes that you might be able to take, and opportunities around Pittsburgh. So that's really fun.
So you get all of the, some of the basics and ice breaking done virtually, and then do you spend time on campus?
Mm-hmm. So... after the virtual connects, there's about, I would say, like a week or two before it actually starts. And then you get here, and the first like few days is just you kind of getting used to everything. And there are a lot of different summer programs at Carnegie Mellon, so it also connects with those. But the first day, I remember, at least for me, it was just me meeting my roommates, getting to know them, and then we were just exploring campus, looking around everywhere, trying to find like different places that we could study or different places that would be fun to hang out in.
That's pretty exciting. So mm-hmm. you actually end up living on a college campus mm-hmm. for several weeks, I would imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was that your first time overnight, away from home, in that kind of setting?
Yeah, it was. So it was a little, like, nerve-wracking, but it was also, once I got over that, it was really fun. It definitely prepares you for college, because then you get to, like, think, and you're like, oh, like, this is what college is like, this is what, like, I'm going to be doing, or the things I'm going to be seeing, and people I'll be meeting.
Yeah, that's really something. Did anything surprise you about college campus life?
I would say the walking. It was like so much walking. The building that we were put in was Residence on 5th, and it's not too far from campus itself, but out of all the other residential buildings that people were in, it was definitely the farthest.
Yeah, that I don't believe that building is technically on campus, mm-hmm. although it's fairly close, so you would have to walk to make it to your classes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your classes. How many did you have, and I'd love to hear what they were.
There were a few different classes. The way that it worked was they sent out an email before the program actually started, so that one, you could like know what the classes were and then be able to choose them. And they had a few different choices. They had like an elective offering for each student, and then they had a writing class, which was sort of about writing supplementals for college essays, writing your personal essay for college, and other things like that. And then they had a choice of a science class, which was either physics, chemistry, or biology. And then they had math classes, and it was either, I think it was linear algebra, and then math games. I chose math games, so I don't know too much about linear algebra, but that was the math section. And then the electives, you had so many different choices. There was like, I was in the neuroscience class, and then there was a, I think there was like an EFC, I think it was called. It was like gaming and robotics, something like that. And then there was like another like heavy biology course. There were so many different ones, I can't even remember half of them.
And you only had one slot to fill mm-hmm. of all of those different opportunities. That's kind of neat because it showed you the range of what's available. And probably, I mean, your roommate, I'm sure, took mm-hmm. different classes than you did, I would mm-hmm. imagine. So you got to vicariously experience mm-hmm. them. So what was the math games class like? I'm wondering what you did.
So the math games class, I went into it not knowing what I was going to do. It was like such a new topic. I was like, what even are math games? But it was basically a class where they would give you a game, and then they would tell you, oh, this is either a first player game or a second player game, meaning that either the first player is always going to win or the second player was always going to win.
The one who goes first or the mm-hmm. one who goes second.
Like, yeah.
It's not the case, but if it were chess, if you made the if you were white and made the first move mm-hmm. With those pieces, you would always win, or the second player would always win. So these would be games, not a whole lot of fun if you know if you know whoever's going to win by who goes first mm-hmm. or second. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it was a bunch of that, and then we had to like figure out how to make it a first player game or how to make it so that the second player would always win. And it was, we had to find so many different combinations, and we like looked at so many different games that it was hard to keep up at times. But it was so fun because the class made you realize that like math is everywhere. Like people tell you that and you're like, okay, sure. And you don't think much about it, but then you realize, oh, like it actually is like everywhere. Like you can use it to solve these games.
Was it their contention that every game is a first or second player game, or only a subset of them?
I think they kind of changed them up sometimes. So like the professor, he would give us a scenario where it was like, oh, the second player is always going to win in this scenario, but now I want you to make it like a first player game.
I see. So that's a way to play with the constraints on mm-hmm. the game to force a certain kind of result, which probably gives you some muscles for game design mm-hmm. in general. That's fascinating to think about that. You made me think of tic-tac-toe, which can almost come to that. At least mm-hmm. that would be a good example. So math is everywhere. Are there any places that you were surprised to think about math's application?
We played this jump rope game where it was so weird. It was, we twisted the ropes together, so there were two sets. We twisted them together, and then we had to find a way to untwist them so that they were parallel to each other. And somehow at the end of the class, the professor sat us down and was like, does anyone think there was any math in this? And we were all obviously like, oh, like, no, like, we can't think of anything. So then somehow he made it into a formula and was like, this is the formula that you can use to solve a game like this. And it was so mind-blowing.
Wow. What was the professor's name? If you don't remember, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
That's all right. I'm sure he or she is well known for the work. So what was your elective?
So I was in the neuroscience class. It was like a neuroimaging class. So me and one of my roommates were both in it, so that was really fun. But it was a bunch of stuff about brain imaging, and brain imaging like resources and how you could make research and then use brain imaging to find some of that.
Fascinating. What did you find? I think the whole concept is fascinating, but did you see any examples of images and the things they revealed that have stuck with you?
I think the images as a whole kind of stuck with me because you could play around with the images themselves and play around with like the wiring that went on in it. So you could like make it look really nice. And some of those images were like so beautiful that it like left you thinking like, oh my gosh, like, wow.
Yeah, it's really something. And it makes me think about understanding symptoms or thought patterns or mm-hmm. brain injuries. How did you look at those images? Were you in a lab or were you looking at images on a screen? How did you get to see them?
Well, first we all sort of chose our own research questions that we wanted to focus on, and then we built our own projects. And then we had two subjects, and we did MRI imaging on them. And then based off of those images, we were able to find, like, the connectivity between different parts of the brain and then, like, make the wiring and play around with it.
So when you say subjects, you mean people.
Mm-hmm.
And were they actual people or just sets of images already available to represent them?
No, we actually had two people. One of them was actually our professor who was teaching the class.
Oh my gosh.
So
so you got an MRI of your professor?
Mm-hmm.
How did you, I would imagine you had to go to a lab. I don't think there's mm-hmm. an MRI unit at Carnegie Mellon. How did you do that?
There was a brain imaging lab near Carnegie Mellon that we went to, and we got to see like how the MRI actually worked, and
wow.
they explained like everything about that. So that was really cool.
What a great mm-hmm. experience. Anything else? So we talked about the math games class, this neuro science elective class mm-hmm. that you took. A little bit about the icebreaking and orientation and the living on campus experience. Anything else come to mind from your overall experience?
I would say other than like science classes, which you had one of three choices, it was either chemistry, physics, or biology. For biology, one of my roommates were in that class, so it was a bunch of lab work, a bunch of stuff centered around biology. And then the physics class my other roommate was in, that one I didn't understand as much, so I couldn't even speak on that. And then chemistry, which I was in, a lot of experiments, a lot of things like titrations and other like chemistry things. And chemistry and physics, we kind of did classes together at some point in the beginning and near the end of the program, and we did like presentations.
So I'm sure this whole program has made you a different person as mm-hmm. a result of taking it. Can you describe how you changed from the beginning to the end of it?
I think one thing that really changed was my perspective on college and what I wanted to do. I think it overall just made me like a more responsible person. Like, I was living with other people I had never met before, and it was in, like, a college campus setting, and I was actually able to, like, change and grow. And then, like, for college, I think I was able to learn so much more about myself because they had these events every week where it was, like, different informational sessions that you could go to of Carnegie Mellon's. It was, like, oh, like, the biological sciences majors or humanities majors or anything of that sort that you could go to and listen to actual students and actual professors and learn about the things that they were doing. So going to these, like, networking events made me realize, like, how vast the fields that I wanted to go to were and the things that I could do. So that was really great.
So it sounds like it sort of made the world seem a little bigger, but also mm-hmm. kind of smaller because you at least know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to say about that experience?
I would say that it honestly helped me so much. we had the opportunity to talk to the class of 2024 SAMs. We were able to talk to a few of them, and they kind of gave us advice at the beginning. And just being able to hear that was like, oh, like, sure, like, it's so great, it's this. But then once you actually get there, it doesn't hit you. But then at the end of the program, you're like, oh, wow, that was such a great experience. Because you think about all the friends you've made, all the memories you made, and, like, everything that you did that summer. And you're like, wow, that was so amazing. Like, last year's alums were, they were telling the truth.
Now, the application deadline for this summer's program is fast approaching. It's February 1st, 2026. cmu.edu/pre-college is how you can learn about it. What advice would you give to somebody considering whether to apply or not?
I would say to really think about the things that you want to do. If you're interested in math or science or even in writing, I think it just gives you so many opportunities to explore those, and you meet so many different people, and it's great for networking as well.
Congratulations. You are remarkably self-assured, and I can tell you have an amazing future ahead of you. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having
today.
Me.
Our thanks to Husnia. You live in Swissvale. Mm-hmm. I lived in Edgewood for a while. She is a student at City Charter High School, talking about her experience at the Summer Academy for Math and Science at Carnegie Mellon University.